Yes, I hope everyone had a beautiful Yontif, beautiful Chagim. As you know, we already laying Parshas Bereishis, now we're up to Parshas Noach. But if you can, I'm going to list the Cholim first, but please, bring down for two people who are very, very sick. Rachel Bas Chava, Carmen Ben Gittel, Carmen Ben Gittel. Those are two individuals who are very, very sick, and the boy, I don't know how he's doing, but the boy, you know, who's hit by a homeless guy in Queens, like a week or two ago, I forgot his name. I know the grandfather's name is of Naftali Portnoy, but if you can down for those three. Besides now the regular column, we're going to give it Yehuda Ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittel, Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther, Moshe Dov Ben Feger Bracha, Rachel Bas Ilana, Carmen Ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, Boch Bender Obenet Ben Sewell, Leah Pesha Basdina, Avam Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Yukutiel Zamin Ben Sawa, Netanel Ilan Ben Shenet Zipoa. I know I say the same all the time, but Netanel Ilan Ben Shenet Zipoa was Israeli soldier. An Arab guy attacked him. An Arab terrorist attacked him. He's unconscious for many months. Gittel Batsawa is also very sick. If you can down for Gittel Batsawa, hard, obviously down for all these calling, but Gittel Batsawa is very sick. Daniela Bracha Zahava Basfegaleya. Hindul Batsawa Rachel. Brina Baswina. Yisrael Moshe Ben Sipo Fega. If you can please down for all those cholim, you know, they all need cholim, but down for the ones who are very sick. Like, more obviously down for all of them, but down, give a special attention to the ones who are very sick. Rachel Bas Chava, Carmen Ben Gittel, and Gittel Bat Sawa. So this week's parsha is parts of Noach. So it's the Eilat Todos Noach. These are the generations of Noach. And then you just look at the next parsha. It says Shem Cham VeYafet. So Zak Rav Yonis and Ibeshitz, he said a beautiful word. He said, Noach only focused on his children, that they should remain, you know, Avdi Hashem. They should remain servants of Hashem, serving Hashem. He was unlike Avinu, where Avinu, you know, went out to save the world. Noach focused on his family. But it still said Noach was the Tzaddik, he still served Hashem. So Hashem said, for that reason, I'm going to save Noach and his family, because he's still serving me. Yes, he might not be like Avinu saving the world, but he's still serving me. So for that reason, I'm going to save him. When Moshe Feinstein, that's all, points out, told us Noach, Rashi says, what's the Torah of Noach? Masim Tovim, the good actions that Noach did. Zakra Moshe Feinstein, so why are we calling the good actions of Masim Tovim that these are the children of Noach? The children of Noach is really Shem, Cham, V'Yafes. So why is Rashi that told us Noach means Masim Tovim? Zakra Moshe Feinstein to teach us, just like you want to have children, just like you love having children, you should love doing Masim Tovim. You should enjoy helping out people. You should enjoy giving tzedakah. You should enjoy having guests over. Just like you enjoy having your children, you should enjoy doing the Masim Tovim. That's what the connection is. And then when Moshe Feinstein is outside, that's another beautiful thought. Just like you go the extra mile for your child, I mean, example, let's say your child is stuck 10 miles away from your house, and he or she is stuck, they have a flat tire, and they don't know what to do, you would hop in your car and drive for 10 miles, or whatever, I'm just giving 10 miles example, to help out your child. Same too, you should take the extra effort to do Masim Tovim. You should be running to do Masim Tovim, just like you want for the sake of your children. That's the connection. Then what Moshe finds, and that's how it points out, if you look in the first pasuk, you say, Noach is tzaddik, tamim haya bedorasav. So Noach was a tzaddik, and tamim was complete in his generation. But Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, later on in the parsha, says Noach was, Hashem just called Noach a tzaddik. What happened to his tamim, to his completeness, him being whole? Tamim, being pure, complete. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein, because Noach was, Hashem told Noach, build the teva in the open. So obviously, by Noach going into the open, He was doing it for the sake of his generation. He was doing it for the sake of his other people he was living with. But therefore, yeah, and remember, the generation was not the best generation. Hashem destroyed the whole world except for Noah and his family, and Og, right? Og survived. But whatever reason Og survived, I don't know the reason why, because Noah put himself to interact with the people of his generation, he lost some of its sikkus. Some of its sikkus he lost. But Zakra Moshe Feinstein, but that's what a tzaddik or tzaddikus has to do. They have to be willing to put themselves out into the open to save other people, to have influence on other people, even if it means they have to give some of the tzikas up. Because that's what a tzaddik or tzaddikus should do. Well, Moshe Feinstein is also this. Then the Ibn Ezra said a beautiful word. He said, and Hashem told Noah, bring the animals and insects and the birds into the teva. And that also says, Hashem said, I'll bring them. I think it says, Hashem said, I'll bring them. They'll come to you. So Zakti Ibn Ezra, what does it mean? Noach's going to get them or they're coming? And the Ibn Ezra, or I may use by Baruch Newman, Rabbi Young Israel, Spring Valley, said this, explained the Ibn Ezra, trying to explain, was Noach supposed to go to the end of the world? Because some of these birds, animals, insects, did not live right near Noach. They had to go to the end of the world. So Zakti Ibn Ezra, really Hashem said those animals and insects and birds that you can't get, they're going to come to you, Noach, but bring them into the teva. Once they bring to them, now you have to do the action, bring them into the teva. Then the Dubno Magid is another beautiful word. Dubno Magid said, in this week's parsha, it says the animals are taho, pure, or eino taho, not pure. And I think Gemara Pesachim says it was the way the Chumash said eino taho, that's not pure. I mean, it was those animals are considered not kosher. But the Gemara Pesachim said it was good how they watched the language. They didn't say Tameh, they said Eino Tahor. But the Dumno Magid asked the question, in Parsha Shmini, and I think in Parsha's way, there it says non-kosher animals are Tameh. It says pure, Tameh. It says Tameh. They're not kosher, they're Tameh. It doesn't say Eino Tahor. So why in Parsha Shmini way, it changes the language if we're here, it says Eino Tahor. And the Gemara praises this, this in Parsha Noach, how it says Eino Tahor. Zakta Domno Magid, because to bring the animals aboard the teva, yes, you have to save kosher and non-kosher animals. But Noah was not eating them. Don't forget, Noah could not even eat the meat yet. And no one was eating the meat. You know, only after the marble did Hashem tell us to eat the meat. So that's why it didn't make a difference when I say Tahor ain't a Tahor. But in Parsha Shmini, where Hashem is telling the Jewish people, he's telling B'nai Yisrael, he's telling the Yidden, you can't eat these animals. The animals I'm telling you that you cannot eat, they're not kosher, they're treif. So therefore, Hashem has to use harder language and say Tameh. Because it would say Eino Tahor, it might give someone a leeway. He said, it's not pure, but it still doesn't mean that's not kosher. That's why Hashem said, no, Tameh, they're pure, they're treif, they're not kosher. So where Hashem's telling us about the lachas, that's where Hashem is telling us, coming straight out and saying they're Tameh, they're not kosher. Then the Walag said, the marble, Gematria marble is 78 with a vav. He spelled mem beis vav lamed. He spelled marble that way is 78. What's 78? Yud kei vav kei three times. Yud kei vav kei is Hashem's name. Yud times three times 26, that's 78. And when it says yud kei vav kei, that means Hashem is a midas harachamim. Hashem is doing yud kei vav kei means everything Hashem does is out of merciful. So what are the three marbles? The marble now. We're talking about where Hashem did the whole destruction. No one had to do any part on it. The whole marble is this one, Sodom and Amoah, and Kriyas Yamsu, where the Egyptians died. Yes, B'nai Israel had to cross the sea, but Hashem caused the waters to crash onto the Egyptians. Those are, and Sodom and Amoah being destroyed. Hashem destroyed it himself. So those are the three marbles, you can say, that's winning the Chumash. But Hashem saying to us, they're all done out of mercy. Hashem is teaching us everything, even destruction. Even what we view as destruction, which obviously Hashem's saying, I'm doing it out of rachmanis, I'm doing it out of mercy. It's not really destruction. Yes, in your eyes it might seem destruction, but it's not. Then the Walag said, Hashem told Noach to build the teva, and after many years, Hashem then told Noach, Hashem forced forever through the rain, but Hashem told Noach to go into the teva. But by Avram, when you see this difference, you see Avram go, Lech Lecha, you go out, Avram, you go, Avram, go. Go try to do Kiyuv on the people. So what's the difference? So Walag said, this can go according to the opinion in Rashi, But Rashi said if Noach would have been the generation of Avinu, he would have been nothing. Right? Obviously it doesn't mean Noach would have been nothing. Noach was a pure tzaddik. Don't you can't put on Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. But that's why Pshat. When Hashem saw that, whatever reason, Noach was not having any influence on his people, was not changing their ways of the people who he was living with at that time, Noach said, Hashem told Noach, your mission is done. You have to go into the Teva. But Hashem knew Avin would have a shpa on the people. Therefore, Hashem told Avram, lech lecha. Yisachar friend said a beautiful word. In the beginning of the parasha is Ish Tzadik. That's what Noach was called, Ish Tzadik. At the end of the parasha is called Ish Adama. So what changed? So it's a Yisachar friend, it says how you view life. In the beginning, Noach viewed himself as a tzaddik. Ish tzaddik, he viewed that all he has to do is serve Hashem. After the marble, what did Noach view? I have to build the world. Ish adama. I have to rebuild the world. I have to rebuild the world. I have to rebuild the world. I have to plant plants, fruits, trees, grass, you know, bushes. But that was Noach's falling. He did not he should have said Ish tzaddik adama or tzaddik ish adama. He did not first view himself as an Eved Hashem. All he viewed himself as an Ish Adama. And this applies to us because when you tell someone you're a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant, you say I'm a lawyer or OT or PT or a social worker or psychiatrist, I'm not just a lawyer, doctor, psychologist, no. I'm a Jewish lawyer. I'm a Jewish accountant. I'm a Jewish doctor. Remember, your first mission is to serve Hashem. The ultimate Sablotka said another beautiful word. Ultimate Sablotka said that you see how someone is at the end, not in the beginning. In the beginning, Noach was an Ish Tzaddik. At the end, he was an Ish Adama, meaning that obviously he fell. But ultimate Sablotka said different Moshe Beinu. In the beginning, Moshe was an Ish Mitzri. But at the end, he was Ish Elohim. He was only rising, going up. Then the Dumno Magi said another beautiful word. I'll be back just to my friend by Ish Adama, meaning you're a Jew. Let's go back to my friends, but you should view yourself as a Jew first. You're a Jewish doctor, Jewish accountant, Jewish OT, Jewish psychologist. It applies how you act also. There's a story told about a Yid. He decorated his sukkah with pink slips, you know, that he got fired because he couldn't work on Shabbos. But he was so proud of it. That's what a Jew is. And what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, there was some Yidden who told him, oh, it's so hard to be a Fum Yid. It's so hard to be a Fum Yid. Well, Moshe Feinstein said, their children are going to go off the derech, and they did. Because it's a chus. It should be a mer. We should be the happiest people that we Yidden. And there's a story with Rav Shach Zatzal that he was, I think, once dancing in the snow. And they asked, Rav Shach, why are you dancing in the snow? I just got to talk Torah with the brisker Rav. Because we should be so excited that we're serving Hashem, that we're keeping the Torah mitzvahs. We should not view ourselves as Ish Adama. We should view ourselves as Ish Elohim, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then there's one more vort. The Dumno Magid said another beautiful vort. At the end of the part, after Noach got out of the Teva, Noach built a vineyard, and he planted, and everything grew in one day. The grapes, he managed to crush the grapes, possibly they became wine. Everything came in one day. Usually when you crush grapes and you want to get them to wine, it takes about 3 days. They fermented quickly. Everything worked in one day. And Dumno Magid said, that's why we fought Noach. Yes, Noach might have been wanted, you know, Noach should, when he saw that everything was going too quickly in one day to him, he should have focused on what the world needs. Not on the wine, but she say, oh man, if everything's going quickly, this vineyard and all that, I should be going apple trees, orange trees. I should be spreading the word of Hashem to the world. That's where he fell, because he only focused on himself to get wine. He was only focusing on himself to get the wine. He wasn't focusing on what the world needed, but focusing on himself. And all this divrei Torah should be zchus Yosef Tzvi ben Wachor Pesel, zchus neshama. Yosef Tzvi ben Wachor Pesel unfortunately passed away, zchus his neshama. Zchus neshama Moshe ben Chaim. And those two, yeah. Moshe ben Chaim and Yossi Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel. I'm going to leave you two or three halacha of the Vetoa. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These are halachas just because it's Shabbos table. Rav Heshi Khan, who's connected to Izuka's yeshiva in Brooklyn. So Heshi Khan said, you know, there's these cleaning items you attach to the toilet. When you flush it, you know, it goes through that cleaning agent and you get cleaner water or it cleans the toilet. So Rav Heshi Khan, some of them, you know, change the color. When you flush the toilet, the water changes colors. I think it changes like to blue or green, whatever. I'm not sure, whatever. So Rav Heshi Khan said, can you use that on Shabbos? So Rav Heshi Khan said, ideally, you should use one that does not change the color of the water. But he said something, sometimes say it's hard to get that. And if you're doing, and also he said, if you did get one and you do, and you don't care about the color of the water changing, you're not doing it to change the color of the toilet water, but you're just doing it to clean the toilet, it's totally mutan Shabbos to flush the toilet then. Then Rav Heshi Khan says, you know, bugs, if you have a bug in your house, you cannot trap them. Trapping a bug is us. You can't push like a cockroach or moth into a cup. But if the cockroach or the fly walks into the cup themselves, you can lift the cup up and take him outside and then put the cup on the ground. Apply that there's an awuf. But he said, but you cannot push that insect into the cup. You cannot trap an insect on Shabbos. That's asa. And Rav Heshi Khan says, let's say by accident, whatever part of the oven on Shabbos went to really high degrees and you don't need it. And you're scared your little kid's going to touch that part of the blech and get really burnt. So you can ask a guy to lower it for you on Shabbos. You can ask a guy to lower it for you on Shabbos for the sake of your children that they shouldn't get burnt. But again, I think it has to be for a child's sake, because an adult knows better. For a child's sake, you can. But if you cannot, but you can't ask a guy on Shabbos to lower the oven because your food might get burnt. That you can do. You take the food off the oven then. But you, to lower the blech, because you're scared your kid might get burned, because he comes, you know your kid constantly touching the blech. So then you can lower it. Okay, the Divrei Torah again should be Zechus Nishnam Yossi Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel and Moshe ben Chaim, and I forgot the third one. But anyway, left Divrei Torah. Yeah, Zechus Nishnam that one already. But the chutzpah, all these neshamas, and only Yeshua, only good news to be coming for Klai Yisrael. Zay gezunt, have a gewaldig. Oh, I'll tell you one more vort. Well, Moshe Tovia Leaf said this beautiful vort. Why does Rashi, if you look at Rashi said there are those who praise Noach, that he was in his generation he was a big tzaddik. Then there's an opinion that if Noach would have been a generation of Avin, he wouldn't be nothing. Obviously, Noach would have been something, he was still a tzaddik, but he would not be as great in the eyes of Avin Vina was alive. So Zakor Moshe Tivya Leaf, why is Rashi, you know, struggling with this? We don't see Rashi does this with any other tzaddik. As far as I know, Rashi doesn't compare tzaddikim to other tzaddikim. He doesn't tell Shevach and what can be considered Ganai or putting down, you know. Why is Noach going to do, why does Rashi does it with Noach? So Zakor Moshe Tivya Leaf, because what Rashi is not struggling with, but here we might think that we should maybe B'nai Noach. We should be following Noach's ways. We should be like Noach. We should be B'nai Noach. But that's what Rashi is teaching us. No. Yes, Noach was a tzaddik, but he's not the type of tzaddik. He's not what we need. We need to be B'nai Avraham, B'nai Yitzchak, B'nai Yaakov. That's the one. That's why he said by the name, if Noach would have been in Avraham Avinu's days, Noach would not be anything. Meaning that Avraham's greatness would be outshining him. That's what we're supposed to be like. We're supposed to be like B'nai Avraham. Going out to save the Yidden, to save other people, not only focusing on ourselves. And I'll tell you one more. The Ashto of Rebbe, I forgot this, said there's a medrash that says Noach was a gazlan. Noach stole. But we know Noach didn't steal. So he said the pshat is that when you can daven for someone else, the Noach could have davened for this people. Noach could have davened for his generation, and he didn't. Therefore, it's viewed as, you know, he's considered like a little responsibility. He has like a little responsibility. He's considered responsible for what they did. That's why he's considered a gazlan. Because Noach should daven to Hashem, please save them, please stop them from stealing, stop them having the moral relations. But he didn't. Therefore, Noach's considered like a little guilty, like he's a gazlan. Obviously, he wasn't. But it's just a Muslim message. I think you're saying it's a Muslim message to us, to teach us, that if you can daven for someone else, you should. Because otherwise you can be responsible for them also. what they do. Have a gewaldic Shabbos. Hope everything's going well.
The Divrei Torah just says, shall also be Zechus Neshama, Yoshua ben Tova. Yoshua ben Tova. Shall also be his Neshama, Zechus his Neshama. And like I said, Zechus Yeshua, Zechus Neshama of Yossi Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel also, and Moshe ben Chaim. And Yoshua ben Tova. It should be Zechus all their three Neshamas. They were all holy Yidden who passed away this past week, or last week. Have a gewaldic Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.